Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined on the line by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, who is seeking an injunction to prevent the state from enacting that green light law that was passed by the state just a few short weeks ago. Mickey, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could kind of explain what this suit that you filed late last night does.
Sure. Good morning. As we stated earlier on your show, the green light law, which was passed by the statute known as the green light law, was passed by the New York State legislature to give illegal people in the United States an access to apply for a driver's license. It prohibits state officials from disclosing those applicants' records to immigration authorities. So what I've said, and I'll continue to say, is the green light law conflicts with federal immigration law, thereby violating the United States Constitution. And what it does, Brian, yesterday I was in Syracuse meeting with other clerks, it puts many of us in an impossible situation, because if we implement the green light law, we risk prosecution under a federal statute that makes it a crime to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection an individual illegally in the United States. If we fail to implement the green light law, and we've talked about it, you know, I risk retaliation by the governor, not only myself or any of the other clerks, which means removal from office. So we filed this lawsuit yesterday because of that conflict and because of the many things we've said, because the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution basically says and always favors federal law, rendering the green light law unconstitutional. So I know that's a lot of legalese, but I know a lot of people want to say that this is a choice that I've made, comparing me to Kim Davis. There is no comparison. This is about the law, and I'll continue to talk about the law, and we'll take our case to court.
Is there any precedent? Have you done any research that you feel confident with this?
Well, you know, you never know going into court, but what I do know is we will be, I'm the first elected official to take this matter to court. There's 12 other states that give driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. And, you know, it's pretty clear the conflict with federal immigration law. You know, the federal government says anyone who knowingly or recklessly disregards that fact, including giving them a driver's license to conceal, harbor, or shield, that's, you'll hear a lot about that in the next couple of weeks, conceal, harbor, and shield from detections. It's a felony to attempt these acts to aid and abet. So I think the law is pretty clear. We'll see. We don't know. I mean, there's just a question maybe on the ripeness, because the bill becomes law in December. But we talked a little bit about, you know, the Immigration and Reform Control Act of 1986. It says it makes it illegal for employers to knowingly hire, recruit, refer, and continue to employ unauthorized workers. What does that mean? Basically, when you come in to get your enhanced or real ID, I'm going to ask you for a Social Security card. Under this law, people who are here illegally would not have to provide a Social Security card. So there's a lower standard for people that are here illegally, and I just don't think it's fair. And we're going to let the courts make this decision, and hopefully we'll get a favorable ruling.
While this is playing out, is it your hope or understanding that whether it's you or another clerk who refuses to give out these licenses, you would be allowed to refuse that while this is kind of tied up in the courtroom?
Right. So what we ask for is an injunction, and that means that basically right now, as a former legislator, people think that once something passes and it comes by the legislature and the governor signs it, it automatically becomes law. There are regulations that need to be drafted, and those are probably in process right now. Many of the clerks talked about yesterday, we weren't consulted when this bill was passed. So the impact it's going to have on our offices throughout the state of New York, there's 52 county clerks that have to issue as agents driver's licenses on behalf of the state of New York. So it is going to cause chaos. So we were hopeful that if we were able to secure the injunction, they would stop writing the regulations. We would have a hold. There would be no issuance of driver's licenses until there was some clear direction from the court on what that would happen and what we would do as clerks. Remember, in the bill, there is no additional funding. So the voters and the taxpayers of Erie County are going to pick up that extra cost. And when I submit my budget on August 15th, you will see that we will have to ask for additional resources that are not being provided by the state. So once again, it's an unfunded mandate. So hopefully the court will agree and grant that injunction, and we can have a discussion about this. But this was hastily done by the legislature, as we all know. And there's other issues dealing with voter issues that many of the clerks are very, very concerned, not only myself, but other clerks throughout the state of New York, that they're just not going to do it. And if the governor tries to remove one clerk, they said, let them try to remove 40 clerks. There will be no revenue coming into the state.
Right. Mickey, what will you do if you don't get an injunction, though?
We'll continue to fight this. I'm willing to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. There's no other elected official that has challenged this. I believe that this violates my oath of office. I truly believe this. And many of the clerks conveyed with me yesterday that, you know, we are aiding and abetting. We have people that are here illegally. What's really concerning to me is that with the Real ID Act and the Enhanced Driver's License Opportunity for United States citizens, there was a reason why Congress implemented these laws after September 11th. We wanted to increase security in this country. So for me, I will continue to hold firm. I will not grant driver's licenses to illegals. But what people need to understand is a license is a privilege. It is not a right. And that is why I'm not using rhetoric. I'm going right to the courts, and hopefully the courts will agree with this on this. But I believe that the case law is very strong. We saw that yesterday in reporting throughout the country how the federal government is using those databases to harvest information on people that are here illegally. And I think that's what the governor was concerned about, because he's currently in negotiations with the federal government on this matter. So I said this, and I'll stand by this. If there's an investigation in the office, we will comply with federal authorities. But if someone is here illegally, the commissioner now has to give that person 3 days' notice. That's not fair. I mean, there's a different set of standards and rules for people that broke the law to get in this country. I think people are outraged, and the support that I've been receiving has been overwhelming.
We heard from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He said that he's agreed to have the county attorney's office represent you in filing. Is this that filing that he was talking about a week or so ago?
Yeah, so what happens is I'm an independently elected county official, just like the sheriff, just like the district attorney. And in order to receive assistance, the county attorney represents any of those offices independently from the county executive. So we drafted a letter to the county executive, and the county executive agreed that this is a matter that needs to be addressed. I am the client of the county attorney's office, so there's an attorney-client relationship there, and they've been very, very professional. Mr. Siragusa has been very professional and his team. So, yes, that is the matter, and they will be representing us in court. And now those papers were filed. The complaint was filed yesterday and today. We're trying to get this matter to the court, and hopefully we can get a speedy resolution on this so we can at least give the voters of Erie County and the taxpayers some type of indication of where we're at on this matter.
All right, we'll continue to follow it. Mickey, thanks for the time. That's Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.